It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. It's been 5 days since Sandy ravaged parts of the Northeast. Hundreds of thousands of people in New Jersey, Connecticut, and the outer boroughs of New York City are still without electricity. In most of Manhattan, power has now been restored, but even with the lights back on, cleanup remains a daunting task ahead. Here's NPR's Quil Lawrence reporting from New York.
The first priority was safety, then food and water, then electricity, and now it's garbage. With the power back on and the subways starting to run, people across Manhattan are finally getting a chance to clean up everywhere. At Osteria Marini, between Little Italy and Soho, Chef Asi Maman was hauling out the trash. Expensive trash.
No, there's no damage from the storm, but there was no power, so we lost everything that we had in the refrigeration. A lot of money, yeah? I'm going to start from scratch.
But Manhattan isn't all little bistros and boutiques. North of Delancey Street on the Lower East Side, residents of the Baruch Towers housing projects were hauling shopping carts back from the newly reopened Key Foods supermarket in the shadow of the Williamsburg Bridge.
I need a Harper key. You got a Harper key?
Housing authority staff are out in force. They've been told they'll lose their jobs if they talk to the media, so one of them gave only his first name. James is looking for the key to turn on all the incinerators, which haven't run in 5 days. In the basement of each tower is a very stinky room.
This is the machine right here that the garbage comes down, and then it comes down the sleeve, like a sausage, and we cut the bags. Cut them, then we throw them out.
Another custodian is standing at the bottom of a constipated garbage chute, poking at it with a rake as the machine tried to push down the rubbish.
We didn't do it in 3 days. 3-4 days, we didn't do the garbage. So you can imagine the garbage is up to the fifth, sixth floor, which is, pretty much unsanitary and rats and all that kind of stuff. You can see it's rats all over it. If them leaves wasn't there, you see a bunch of holes in every building.
In the parking lot, a few people are trying to revive cars that got swamped in the storm. The mood is mostly positive despite the mess. Chino Rodriguez says he was hauling jugs of water from the fire hydrant up to the ninth floor all week until the power came on last night.
What'd you do when the power came back on?
Happy, screaming up and down with joy. We don't have to go through that no more. We got the elevator now, but still we ain't got no hot water, so we got to see how long that's going to take now.
But there are still plenty of New Yorkers left in the dark. Anthony Aviles is visiting from the Bronx, where he doesn't have power, water, or heat.
They're saying probably the 11th of November. I guess Manhattan comes first.
Authorities say they hope the outer boroughs will soon follow. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, New York.